was brought up in Ireland and not of low degree. My parents doted on me, having no child but me. I roved about, I rambled, where all my fancies lay, till I became an apprentice bound, and all my joys away. The master that I lived with, he did not treat me well, so I formed a resolution not long with him to dwell. Then I steered my bark for Darblon all on a fatal day, when a lady out of Darblon, she chanced to come my way. I was so young and foolish, and easy led I fear. She offered me great wages to stay with her 1 year, and by her faithful promises with her I did agree to go with her to Darblon and serve her faithfully. I went with her to Darblon, and she my passage paid. 'Twas there I met with Peggy, her handsome chambermaid. And Peggy was a lady, as anyone could see. I fell in love with her straightway, and she in love with me. I had not been in Darblon but 6 months and days three, till my old honored mistress grew very fond of me, saying, "Here's my gold and silver, my houses and my lands. If you will consent to marry me, they're all at your command." Oh no, dear honored mistress, I cannot wed you now, for I have made a promise, likewise a solemn vow. And should I break this promise, my honor 'twould degrade. I will wed with lovely Peggy, your handsome chambermaid. This made my mistress angry, my life she swore she'd end. But I was young and foolish, believed she was my friend. Gold rings from off her fingers, and as she passed me by, she dropped them in my pocket. Now for this I must die. I was tried and found guilty, but my story 'tis the truth. Yet I go to meet my Maker now in my early youth. Believe me, I'm not guilty, I bid this world adieu. Farewell to lovely Peggy. I